Ian, are you still playing Path to Exile?
Yeah, I know he is.
Don't worry about it.
Because he always is.
Just tell me when you guys are ready and I'll...
We're ready.
The 30 seconds of silence
wasn't... Did you hear that pause?
The cue. Oh,
I thought you guys were still doing the days.
The days are done.
That's it.
Topics are ready.
The days are done. How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? And welcome to the How We Do podcast, self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am Lent Big Planks Ian. To my left, I wish, as always, Blaze Bulkhead Kyle.
Thank you.
Also in the room is Arnie Large Meats Jared.
I forgot that was me, so thanks for saying that it was me.
And lastly, Blaze Large Meats Gage.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you ever done that so accidentally? Dang good.
You ask someone how they are, and they ask you back, and then you ask them again. You're like, I suck.
I mean, they're like in a conversation for an hour.
Yeah, I'm not good with social situations. That's all I had for an opening. I didn't have anything else to talk about. No, actually, I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about, but I was going to try and sprinkle it in the episode somewhere all conspicuous.
Just like, give it a sprinkle.
You know what sucks?
What?
Jelly beans.
What really grinds your gears?
What?
Fucking jelly beans are scum of candy world. Other than like candy corn and shit. Jelly beans are terrible.
Well, if you get like Starburst flavored jelly beans, they're pretty good.
But that's because you like Starburst.
Jelly beans aren't really
jelly beans pretty much just like bad flavored Skittles?
They've kind of feel like Skittles that were left underwater for a bit.
Yeah. Skittles.
Yeah.
I dropped Skittles in my fish tank. I'll eat them. They're just jelly beans now.
It's the flavored water of Skittles.
It's the raisin of the grape world.
Raisins are good, though.
Raisins are good.
So go fuck yourself.
But I'm not one of those jelly bean eating fucks.
I am.
It's Skittle LaCroix.
Skittle LaCroix. What'd you say, Jared?
I'm still eating jelly beans from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because I bought like.
Because they're terrible. You have to try to space them out, or because you have a ton.
It's because I gotta wait till Easter to be able to get to more.
So you know you don't like those pill boxes. You don't have to eat everything that's in those pill boxes, right? Mm-hmm. Like your prescription box. You're like, oh, it's Monday. Time to eat jelly bean. It's Tuesday. Time to eat another jelly bean.
You can just buy jelly beans, right?
Yeah, jelly beans aren't
seasonal. Special holidays.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they are.
No. You can buy jelly beans whenever you want.
No, you can't.
Get a bag of Skittles instead. Skittles a good jelly bean.
I'll send you a link.
That should be their slogan.
That's like saying you can bake a ham just any time you want.
You can.
Like,
You can. They do that at grocery stores.
That's the weird thing about ovens. You wouldn't think about it, but you could cook anything whenever you want.
That's why the timer's on there, because the timer knows what day it is. And it's like,
nope. It scans it.
Checks the calendar. That's why my oven has Wi-Fi, because it has to check in before I use it.
Is it Thanksgiving? Oh, no.
I guess you're
what's the turkey in here for?
You can eat turkey all the time. Grocery stores make this shit all the time.
No.
And they carve that big old bird up and serve it to you.
No.
Yeah. I refuse to believe that's actual turkey.
At a grocery store?
Yeah.
You're the person who's eating three-day-old B-dubs.
Just it only keeps because it's out not of real. Can, you fucking weirdo.
Out of the can?
Yeah.
Heat up?
No.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Because you haven't been homeless in 2 years.
Ravioli's out of a can?
Well, now that I live at the beach, I'm not homeless.
It's nothing like worse than like cold spaghetti-o ravioli
Christopher Lloyd
sauce.
And goddamn Dennis the Menace. Just fucking opens it up with a knife and just fucking...
Why do you remember Dennis the Menace so well?
Huh? Because I went to CC's Pizza like 2 or 3 weeks ago and there was a guy in there that looked like Christopher
Dennis
Lloyd
was there.
While he was in Dennis the Menace. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
When he's a homeless thief?
He's living under the bridge.
Yeah, he's under the bridge. He's got like the big bald patch and just real long hair. Yeah. He was at CC's Pizza. I saw him. They must be filming Dennis the Menace 2.
Did you call CC's out for putting pizza back?
No, I just ate
like
it.
Like making Frankenstein pizza? Like
you should have.
How do you mix these two up?
No, I didn't.
CC's Pizza.
I'll tell you, CC's Pizza is not good.
It's not good.
It's not.
And I've only been there once.
There's somebody in the ocean.
$7.
Right now. It's really cold outside.
Or $8. You just eat as much as you want.
Ian, it's not really cold outside.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees. Holy shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, it is 70 degrees
outside. He hasn't been outside in 3 days since he went to B-dubs.
There's someone in the ocean.
Get out of the water!
Call the cops. Hey, it's not hot out and someone's swimming.
So I have
someone's enjoying the weather.
Ian, I have a beach question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you yell shark and not get in trouble for it?
It's like bomb.
Or like fire.
That's not really a beach question.
It's not?
No, you can just yell shark whenever you want, wherever you want.
And point it's really towards the ocean.
Stores. Well, see, what I'll do is I'll bring a pool table outside, and I'll, like, shark people in the game and be like, oh, shark! Because I'm sharking people.
Right.
I want a video of you taking a pool table outside. Because I don't think Ian, when he said that, was comprehending how heavy a pool table actually is.
You think he's lifted one before?
No, no.
Yeah, you think I'm lifting one by myself?
He's got no reference of weight. No.
Anything could be a pool table.
Ian has never lifted anything in his life.
I'm thinking of a ping pong table. You put water on a table.
It's a pool table.
The pool table needs pockets.
You just need a giant drill with, like...
Well, could you take a table and just put pants on it?
Why?
If you put pants on
a
table,
why would you put pants on a table?
Yeah, but then is it a pool table because it's got pockets?
Here's the thing. Do you put pants on all four legs or just the back ones?
Just the back ones.
Like a dog. How do you put pants on a dog?
All four legs.
No.
Yeah, you got to keep them warm.
Wait, hold on. Why don't we call the front two legs on a dog the arms?
Because they're not arms. They're legs.
Why?
Because dogs walk on all four legs.
Yeah.
They're arms.
You don't walk on your arms.
Do dogs have fingers?
You don't.
Then they're not arms.
Exactly.
Wait, is that what makes... What if I have...
I guess.
I have 10 fingers now.
Okay.
What if I lose...
So wait. What makes a leg a leg?
Fingers.
A knee.
Toes.
Because dogs have elbows.
Wait.
No, they don't.
So they absolutely do.
They have knees.
And elbows.
No, they don't have legs.
What's that, Ian?
Are you suggesting my mom has no legs because she doesn't fall under the qualifications of what a leg is?
Ooh, right.
I guess you're correct.
She has knees.
Damn.
She still has legs. Dog's got arms.
No, see, I said toes.
Yeah.
You need toes to be legs.
That's what I said knees, though. You
I think you need to walk on them for them to be legs. They need to be developed for the intent of walking.
But what, a person in a wheelchair still has legs?
Well,
legs.
Yeah, but legs. But their legs, are still meant for walking. They just can't use them anymore. You know?
So, I'm looking at a dog's
He pulled up the anatomy of a dog. Does it say Red Rocket?
No. Lower thigh, I guess, is what it is. There's an upper arm, a forearm, and a wrist.
Fuck! They're arms!
They're
and
arms.
An elbow.
A dog has arms.
Dogs walk on fucking arms.
Dogs don't have knees, though.
Is it called a hand?
Dogs have knees.
They have elbows.
No, no. They have an upper arm, a forearm, a wrist, and toes.
They don't have knees?
They don't have fingers. They have toes on the ends of their hands.
Can you imagine toes on your hands.
Yeah. What the fuck? I got really long toes, though, so I'm okay.
Okay.
I can still grab
Does
some
the dog
shit.
Have a knee?
No.
No knees.
Really?
It has a forearm.
Forearm, wrist.
That's not what I asked.
Front pastern.
No knee.
Foreput.
Upper arm is like chest region.
Yeah, it's right there. It's a knee.
Stiffy. Where?
Right here.
Stiffy? Stiffy. Yeah.
It's a knee. A dog has a knee. Two knees.
Only one, apparently. This 2D dog has one knee.
Oh, see, I found a much better picture than the one Kyle brought.
Well,
that's insane looking. Why would you put a picture like that?
I didn't know that, like, what is it? Not Simon Goodbody. What's his name? Mr. Goodbody was a dog.
Simon Belmont.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Wow.
So
it's like they wanted to make sure that they still put the face on it so that you knew which side was the face side.
Dog has arms.
Face side up.
And knees. Dogs like us. Dogs just like us. Dogs almost person.
Well, did we evolve from dogs?
Oh, no. Can we get to the dudes days? Ian, I can still see that you're playing Path of Exile.
I mean, it's up. I'm not playing.
Busted.
No, it's up. I'm not playing actively. Uh-huh.
Discord's like, actively. Toinkot, Path of Exile. I'm like, okay.
Dude, the other day I was playing
I was wondering Xbox. Why he's being so quiet.
The other day I was playing Xbox, and it was like 4:30 in the morning, and I just see Toinkot, Path of Exile.
Yeah.
I wake up the next day at like 11:30. It's like Toinkot, Path of Exile. I'm pretty sure he just leaves it up at all times.
11:30? That's pretty late in the day, bud.
11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty late in the day, bud.
You can wake up at 11:30. That's not bad.
Yeah, this is my screen. This is all I'm doing. I'm just sitting in my hideout.
Mm-hmm. So what are these days?
Jesus it Christ. Is.
Yeah.
It is March.
There you go.
Six. No, 12th. Oh, shit.
It's 12th, yeah.
It's the 12th. It is Girl Scout Day.
Fuck yeah. Some cookies. I'm going cookie hunting on the Tuesday.
You just get cookies all year long now.
Yeah.
And if you get them on Amazon, they're cheaper. You just order cookies on Amazon.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Fuck off.
Okay. Just gonna say first off, go fuck yourself. Second off, back to what Gage said.
Yeah.
What?
Cookies. You just overrated. Order Girl Scout cookies on Amazon.
Okay. Is Jeff Bezos a Girl Scout? And is he making a killing?
They don't
right
call
now?
Him a Girl Scout. They call him Mama.
He's a woman
weird.
Scout.
He's leader of the Bear Den.
He's not scouting anymore.
Yeah, he's a big
He's already scouted
cuck.
All the women. All the girls. He scouted them all. So now he's not a Girl Scout anymore. He's a Girl Captain.
He's like the mafia boss.
Yeah, he's Don Scout.
Okay.
Oh shit, maybe they're not cheaper. You. They're fucking expensive. That box of Thin Mints is
Well now they're gonna $10. I would think now that they're in season, they're going to be cheap, right?
they're all $10. They're $10.29.
But you can get, four boxes right here for $30. So you get a box for free if you order.
Oh, see, I can get four boxes for $24.50.
So give
plus
me the
$5.24 shipping.
Give me the breakdown. How many cookies do you get, and how much is it?
Not enough. And
okay.
Too much.
Weird. Yeah. Weird.
You're not supporting a big corporation, Kyle. You're supporting the hopes and dreams of a million little girls.
Hey, sure. Fuck the kids. I hate them.
Doesn't the Girl Scout money go to something terrible, too, or something?
I feel like it does.
It's like all that Susan G. Komen
That's money. What the Subway guy went to jail for.
Here, let's...
That is not what this... Oh, my God. That is not...
No, he went to... He went
what
jail
a joke this is going
to
be. I can't wait to hear the rest
of this.
He went
to jail for the Boy Scouts, not the Girl Scouts.
He slapped with a girl.
Was it?
Jeffrey...
Yeah, he paid that 16-year-old to suck him off.
Yes, Jeffrey Subway.
Jeffrey Subway.
Yeah, Jeffrey Way.
Not to be confused with Jared Way.
No, not to be confused
okay,
with Jared
Okay, I'm just
Way.
Saying, don't confuse it with that.
Here we go.
Thank
what
you for
Girl
pointing
Scout
that out.
What does Girl Scout cookie money go to? It equals amazing experiences for girls. All of the net revenue raised through the Girl Scout cookie program, 100% of it, stays with that local council and their troops.
Okay. Council?
They may use the money earned to fund a project that will improve their community or donate that money to a cause that they decide.
Now, wait. There's a Girl Scout council.
Yes.
Are there trade negotiations?
Probably.
Which, if there are, it's probably the best part of the organization. Oh, much like
so
the best in. Part of Phantom Menace.
Trade negotiations are the only reason I stick around.
The Girl Scout cookies are night and day, or just like a one-to-one of Phantom Menace.
That grandma's peanut butter cookies, I thought was popcorn. Popcorn. I was like, why is that there?
A pack of 60.
Well, so let's also get into this then, because I know Gage's answer.
Do we need to rank these things?
No.
Yeah, we need a definitive ranking of Girl Scout.
Oh,
Gage,
hell yeah.
What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie, Gage?
Tagalongs.
Ooh, I thought it was going to be Thin Mints. Nope. That was the first one you
Thin
went
Mints
to.
Thin Mints is like third on the list for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle?
Thin Mints is second on
Kyle hates them all, so he would pick fucking Samoas.
I like Samoas. They're my second.
Savannah Smiles, the lemon ones.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's literally the worst
that
one.
Is,
number one on the list.
That is the worst. That it's like you're eating a dry-ass cookie one. You found under a couch.
Yeah, why
like
would
lemon.
You eat that?
Okay.
Just eat a fucking lemon.
Yeah, eat a
it's
lemon.
It's supposed to.
Eat a lemon.
It's more healthy if you just eat a lemon that tastes the exact
just
same
wants
except
the flavor
it's
of it.
The best Oreo flavor,
but from a
lemon.
Girl Scout.
I would rather have Oreos than Girl Scout cookies. There, I fucking said it. I fucking said it.
What did you say?
He said something stupid.
I'd rather have Oreos than Girl Scout cookies.
I'd rather just not have cookies.
Same. What? Why not?
I'm not a big cookie guy.
I feel like we don't know you. I feel like you've
changed.
But
the best one is Samoas. I gotta give Kyle that.
So yep. What, can we pull up a picture of Samoas? Is it those?
Yeah, these are here.
Okay.
Yeah, those are Samoas.
Caramel Delights.
Okay.
Those are
pretty solid. Banging. They're the ones with like the coconut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, they're pretty dope.
They're my number
did
two.
Did you know that in Girl Scout cookies have different names depending on what side of the United States you're on?
That's probably why these all look different.
Did you know that though?
Yeah, these two boxes next to each other. One's a peanut butter sandwich and one's Do-Si-Do's.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, you see far left? If you prefer those, get away from me. Stay far, far, far.
Peanut
far,
butter
far,
patties.
Fuck those.
Are tagalongs.
Yeah.
Fuck those things.
Tagalongs are the best one.
They taste
I'm a chocolate peanut butter guy.
Yeah, I bet you like Reese cups too.
I love Reese cups.
Fucking nerd.
And I don't even have time to waste by putting them in the fucking freezer. It takes too long. You just eat them at the bag.
So why are there two different names for like East Coast, West Coast? Are they trying to get us to feud or something?
Ooh.
So like, so they have like, and they also look different. So like,
well, okay, they don't really though. They're pretty much the same.
Oh no, they super do look different. Like
okay, the box, the little everything's the same exact, just not
the box art. We get a variant cover.
So this is like East Coast, West Coast right now. This is a rivalry.
Okay.
That's s'mores. That's what s'mores looks like. Like they just look different, depending on which side you're on.
What
so like you
Girl
have like
a cookie is a s'more. I've never
you
seen
don't
this.
Know the s'mores?
Hold on.
No.
Yeah, they're newer. And then like you have like some of them are called Caramel Delights and then Samoas, Peanut Butter Patties and Tagalong,
yeah,
Peanut Butter Sandwich and Do-si-dos. Like they're all different. So Savannah Smiles and Lemonades are
the
other
lemonades
one.
Are the better one. Oh, the God. Lemonades though, they're actual cookies. The Savannah Smiles are like. You see they're like half cookies.
Yeah.
The lemonades I think are like the lemon Oreos.
Well, you can take both of them and throw them in the fucking trash because they're garbage
pretty much,
and then eat the rest of them.
These ones look
shitty
like dog
friends.
Treats. The trifoils.
They are dog treats. They are. Shortbread cookies.
Ew. Shortbread's bad.
So I have a list here of
I'm
the
too tall for shortbread.
Top five Girl Scout cookies ranked according to Thrillist.
I hate you, Jared.
Number one is Tagalongs.
Tagalongs is the best.
Fucking wrong list.
I don't like peanut butter enough. That's why.
That's fair. You then don't have to like it. I'll eat more.
Samoas are number two.
Okay. This list is just taken from my brain.
Thin Mints are number three.
I already said these three today.
Savannah.
Wait, damn it. I wasn't going to guess the fourth one.
Savannah Smiles is number four. What is number five?
The fifth one is Do-si-dos.
No.
Shortbread.
Shit.
It's one I have never heard of.
S'mores.
No.
Trifoils.
No.
Dog treats.
No.
I don't
know. Dog treats?
Scooby Snacks.
It's called Thanks a Lot.
Scooby Snacks, Thanks a Lot, same thing.
That's not even on here.
Like the Yeti shortbread is even better when you put a bunch of chocolate on its back.
So it's shortbread. It's fucking the trefoils with chocolate.
Oh, well, that's how you make a trefoil eatable.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let me just look. Oh, man, I'm not. Oh, lemonades is number 11 out of 12.
The lemonades are better than Savannah Smiles, if I'm being honest.
They're both bad.
Savannah Smiles are good because they got that powder on them. It's just like that. When you're done with the box, when you're done
that
with
way it
the
doesn't
box,
stick to the
you
garbage
just go,
bag.
You go, you do this, you, and then you go.
No.
You wet your finger, you put it deep in that bag, and you just swirl
it
around.
How many finger dips do you need?
Huh? however much powder is at the bottom, bud.
It's like that
sweet,
you.
Good powder.
So Girl Scout cookies are made by two different companies, ABC Bakers and Little Brownie Bakers.
Uh-huh. Little
Can
Brownie.
You guys guess which ones we have? Do we have ABC or Little Brownie?
We probably have ABC, but I wish we had a Little Brownie.
I'm going with Little Brownie. Leo Brownie.
Yeah, I'll say Little Brownie.
Sure, we have ABC.
We have ABC Bakers.
Damn it.
Because it's basic as fuck.
Now let me ask you this.
But what's interesting,
mm-hmm.
Kyle, or any of you, I guess.
Yeah, just Kyle talk.
Have you had Samoas or Caramel Delights?
Samoas.
Okay,
I've
had both of them.
Samoas are made by Little Brownie Bakers.
Mm-hmm.
However, we get ABC Bakers. So why do we have Samoas and not Caramel Delights?
I believe we get Caramel Delights.
Here's what's going to happen when this show comes out on Tuesday. Shane fucking Dawson's going to put out a conspiracy video with all this Girl Scout cookie bullshit, and we're going to get fucking laminated by YouTube again.
We can sue,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, he's listening now. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay,
hey, Shane
that.
Dawson!
This episode has been recorded on February
4th.
Oh,
you're okay. Sure.
Way back in the day.
Just to wrap things up, so there's two different companies that make Girl Scout cookies. That's exactly why trade negotiations go on.
So wait.
Trade federations happen. Because there's two companies.
If all the money from Girl Scout cookies goes to the Girl Scouts,
mm-hmm.
Who pays for the Girl Scout cookies when they buy them from the bakers?
The bakers are the Girl Scouts.
It's a sweatshop for the little girls.
Is this
cookies.
Tax dollars that we're not aware of being spent?
No, it's tag dollars, hence
tag
along.
Tag dollars, duh. Fuck, how could I fucking miss
Come
that?
So rookie mistake.
I'd just like to bring up real quick, since we're talking about trade negotiations.
Okay.
Is it World Trade Negotiation Day?
The not top yet. Girl Scout cookie like age bracket is 11 to 12, and it's called Ambassador.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Oh,
so
thank you.
When you get to 14, you're Jedi.
You can settle the council, but you're not a Jedi.
God damn it. We can't get away from Phantom Menace.
I don't ever want to.
I do.
It's Baked Scallops Day. I don't know why this one was written down.
I don't like that we went from Girl Scout cookies to that, so let's just go ahead and skip on past it.
National Plant a Flower Day.
Okay.
Name a flower.
17.
That's good. That's a good one.
Daisy Dukes.
Say peace, Lily.
Is Daisy Dukes a flower?
No. That's a pair of pants that I own.
Yeah. I'm wearing right now.
Kyle, say peace,
Lily. I'm not wearing pants, silly.
Snap Dragon. Snap the Magic Dragon? Are you talking about marijuana?
Orchids.
Are you talking about sweet oregano?
Kyle.
The Devil's Lettuce?
Poppy.
That electric slime?
Just more drug references.
Kyle, what about...
Cocaine flower.
Cocoa.
A tree flower?
Tree flower.
All three.
What about a wallflower?
Yep.
I thought he said waffle.
What, you waffle can plant a flower. Waffle. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but you can do it.
You have to get the pro version of that perk, though. Mm-hmm.
What, yeah. That was last week.
Say it.
Oh, God damn it. It's also World Day Against Cyber Censorship.
That's not what I wrote.
Oh, God damn it. World Day Against Cybering Each Other.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that like scissoring?
No. Okay. Well, you can cyber scissor.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
what are we supposed to do here?
Cyber censoring, what am I supposed to do?
Not limit what you say on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can literally say whatever we want. Basically.
Fuck censorship. I'm an angsty teen.
World Day,
say the F word on the internet.
That's a rarity. I don't know why I stopped there.
Kyle? Guys.
Yes.
Does this mean everyone gets a one-day N-word pass or no?
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to say no, but I think that's something that we really need to cover so people are aware.
Go ahead and shout it. When
what word is
that? We'll just find out.
Nugget.
Yes.
Can't say it.
World Day Against Cybering Each Other was created... to help support a single, unrestricted internet that's accessible to everyone and to draw attention to the ways that government around the world are deterring and censoring free speech online. So what word was that again, Jarrett?
Nugget.
Okay.
Can't say it.
I saw a video where...
That's all you can say.
There was a girl... It was a girl streaming. She had something bad happen on her stream, and I don't know the context, but she yelled out the N-word out of frustration.
Whoa.
And you know what I didn't see? A fucking mob trying to rip her head off because she said the N-word on the internet. Instead, it was people be like, yeah, I'll give her a pass for that. I'm like, what the fuck? We can't play favorites now. We can't, give passes for the same shit other people are doing.
Didn't people try to kill cute PewDiePie because he said that
pretty
on
much,
the internet?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And didn't Ninja die because he said Ninja on live television? He is dead, TV yeah. stream?
Well, he died when he did the New Year's Eve record floss dance. Did you see that? It's fucking the worst thing I've ever witnessed.
Right off the Empire State Building.
Just does he still play Fortnite?
Fortnite?
He mixed it up with Apex now.
Oh, so. Cool. Of course he would. Mm-hmm. Get away. Go back to Fortnite, nerd.
How to observe. Share information and ideas on the internet, no matter how bad.
Well, let's... Hold on.
All right.
What it says. With an exclamation point.
Catalog real quick.
So, yeah. So, on today, tweet out your favorite N-word. and you're okay. You get a one-day pass.
Yes.
Right, Ian? Oh, never mind. He told me he left.
What?
He'll be back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
He's doing things. It's weird because it's his topic. It's his turn to talk about anything.
You just want to go to yours?
Yeah, we can go to mine.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just catch up Ian when he gets back. So last night, from what I remember, and then yesterday also, I guess, I had two new drinks to my life. One was a vanilla orange Coke. It's fine. Totally mm-hmm. fine drink. Not my favorite. Not something I hate. And then I had a strawberry lemonade Natty Light. And that thing was a nightmare.
Ow.
Yeah.
It hurts my head.
So why are... I think food and drink products are getting fucking crazy. But not crazy enough. How soon do we see some weird ass shit as a drink?
This isn't weird ass shit.
So the strawberry lemonade Natty Light was definitely weird.
Yeah.
And it like it fucked with my head. I'm like, I can taste summer, but like
Is that what summer tastes like?
Yeah. What summer tastes like to you?
Tastes like chlorine.
Okay, that's a good one. But like clearly it was a beer because it tastes like Natty Light. I was like, I'm really fucked up and confused. Maybe that's what fucked me up so bad.
Maybe
that one fucking half Natty Light. But like so when I was writing this down, this was going to be like my intro thing to that dumb jelly bean thing. But I was writing this down, I was like, how long before we get like a ranch flavored soda?
I guarantee it exists.
So
chug it on.
Remember when I got those flavored sodas?
Yep. Yeah. Those are meant to be weirdly and bad. I'm talking about like commercial product.
Oh, okay. Because ranch was available.
Okay.
I believe.
So not what I'm looking for, but
so
I want to let you guys know that I typed in ranch flavored soda. And Kyle, you may as well have purchased a 6-pack because they have all the flavors that you bought.
Yeah.
Sweet corn, pumpkin pie, buffalo wing sauce, ranch dressing, peanut butter and jelly, and bacon. Those are the 6 flavors that come in the 6-pack. That's $24 6-pack of soda.
The problem I have with those sodas, though, is like the carbonate they use is fucking... It tasted weird. Yeah. Like, it just didn't taste right at all.
So you're saying like Coke or Pepsi?
Sure,
like,
if hey, Coke or Pepsi are just soda. Like, we did a bunch of cocaine today. What is our new soda going to taste? Weed? You're going to get a weed soda? Jared, I need you to look these up as I name them.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I'm on Amazon. I ain't getting a weed soda on Amazon.
How did? Why not?
Hold on,
weed
look up,
soda?
Yeah, Duber. Pot soda.
Duber soda.
That exists.
Okay. How much?
Kona Gold Hemp Infused Energy Drink?
Or Wick.
Close.
Uber say? Duber. That's so good.
That's a good name.
Sour Diesel.
Oh, man. Where are you at?
Canna Cola.
You are on there. Yep.
Orange Kush.
Are these all different weed sodas?
This is actual.
Tasty THC-infused carbonated beverages for medical marijuana users. Ingredients: concentrated THC oil, high fructose corn syrup, purified carbonated water, and natural flavoring.
So what do you think would happen to the human body if you took, say... Here, let's go to the shop real quick. If you took that orange Kush, which looks like it's an orange-flavored soda...
Mm-hmm.
And you put also 2 shots of orange vodka in it. Do you think that you would immediately pass out and die, or?
I don't think so. You'd probably just be as like normal as you are right now. Like upper and a downer, you'd be totally good.
Okay.
You could still drive a very heavy vehicle, I believe.
Yeah, heavy machinery.
Very heavy machinery.
And what really sparked it was that Natty Light. I'm just fucked up for it. And I don't know why people were like, yeah, what I want with my Natty Light is strawberry lemonade.
Is that what their audience said? It's like, you know what? Yeah. I want a strawberry lemonade.
My Natty Light isn't bad enough.
Right.
I need fruit mixed in with it and lemonade. How do you even make that? Do you just take regular Natty Light and just mix it in a fucking pitcher of lemonade?
Or you just take Mike's Hard Lemonade and then pour a Natty Light in it as well, I guess?
Yeah, just drink both. You think that maybe the CEO of Natty Light, whatever beer company that is, drank both at the same time, was like, wait a minute.
We're onto something here.
I think we've got a good idea.
You got Natty Light in my lemonade.
Yeah. And it's terrible. It's a bad drink. I don't like it. Yeah, I didn't think too hard about this fucking topic, and I kind of wish it was stretching for more time, because Ian's still not back.
I mean, I think somebody's going to do something to where they'll do something so weird, and it's somehow successful.
Four Loko.
And then, well, they already... Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. They had to, like, dial it back, didn't they?
It was killing people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure...
Or, like, alcohol poisoning or something.
At a party, I watched the girl drink, like, a quarter of one. I thought she was dead.
Guys.
What?
This is from September 18th of 2018.
You should talk into
your microphone. Huh?
You should also talk into your microphone.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, listen. This is from September 18th of last year. Coca-Cola may be entering the weed market with its own cannabis-infused drink.
Oh, shit. And you know it's Coca-Cola. You know how to try it.
Coca-Cola.
Is there cocaine in it as well?
Yeah, I don't know, but
circling back
it depends
roots.
On what they call it, because if they call it Coca-Cola, I'm going to be real upset. Because that's what I call Coke already.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be...
What did you do? Ian?
Ian.
Yeah. Did you guys just get that message?
Yep.
I got it like
5 minutes ago. Yeah, I can't have people thinking that I just like drink Coca-Cola with weeds in it. I'm a good boy.
Is drinking weed a thing? I guess tea. People make tea out of
They want to make right? soda right.
Yeah.
with it.
Yeah. But that gives you the same reaction? You get fucking lit?
I don't know.
Yeah, AF.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know either.
I haven't fucking done it.
I mean, I don't know.
Throw out some other weird sodas. Just make one up. What you got? What's your dumb brain thinking?
Does it have to be a food product?
No.
Shit.
If you put bleach in there, you can drink it.
Whoa. Kyle, that's a little forward.
Yes. Shit soda.
Do you think it's possible for them to make a soda that tastes like regular soda but smells like gasoline?
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate that smell.
I love
really?
It.
I hate it.
When I go to the gas station just to like get something, you're I go with my windows down.
The guy. No.
I always have my windows down at gas stations and like car mechanic shops. Like your garage, super heaven to me.
I hate it. I think it's because I grew up, my dad's a mechanic. I think that's because I grew up with that. Yeah. But, like, I hate
super
it.
Super love it.
It's the worst. But, I mean, they could just put gasoline in a fucking bottle for you if you wanted. No. Is there a gasoline candle?
I think that that's a candle that would burn real quick.
Not, like, not made out of gasoline, but smells like gasoline.
I don't know.
Let me check it
out. I'm going to find out sure. if there is. I'm going to have it.
I'm sure that's a thing on Etsy somewhere.
It's got to be. Someone's like, you burn this and it smells like a gas station. And then your fucking brain cells die.
Gas. Wait, Yankee Candle? No.
Hell yeah.
No.
Official.
What is it? Patchouli? What? No, that's not what I asked.
Petrol.
Gasoline candle. Stinky Candle Company.
Stinky Candle Company.
Farts.
Obviously.
Fart candle.
So if a candle is stinky, isn't that kind of the point though? Like, is stinky always a negative connotation?
I would think it's got a bad reputation.
I think so. Sure, yeah.
Wow. The Stinky Candle Company. They have a gearhead package that comes with a gasoline candle, an exhausted candle. Huh, get it? Exhaust.
I hate that pun.
And new car.
I don't like to smell new car particularly that much either. I think it's overrated.
They have one that smells like firecrackers.
They also have one that smells
bro,
like
how did we get like sulfur. How did we get from
cause it's weird
soda
shit.
To candles, but now I want some of these candles, bro.
My what? House is going to smell like outside.
All right, let's see.
Do you want a money candle?
Yes.
100%. Smells like money.
Wait, is there a penny one? Does it smell like pennies?
Ooh, copper?
Yeah.
Let's see. Baby powder.
Bacon?
What about linen?
There is linen.
It's just like an air freshener now.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
They have a candle of the month club.
I would probably do that.
For how $120 a year.
Holy
a
shit.
Year.
Well,
year.
10 bucks a month. Okay.
Yeah.
$10 for a candle. How big is the candle?
You receive 1 4-ounce candle on the 15th each month.
What is
four that?
What's 4 ounces?
This is what, 12?
January's.
16. This is 16 ounces.
So like a small boy. A
see, fourth. I don't know if I want this.
<A fourth. laughs>
December is the Christmas tree candle. January is the nacho cheese candle.
Of course.
February is the money candle. March is potting soil. April is gasoline.
Put dirt in your house.
May is pizza. June is chlorine.
Oh, you I don't. Why would
in,
you
gotta
fucking
ring in
do
the
that.
Summer?
Hell no.
July is a firecracker. Obvious. August is tomato leaf. I don't really know what that would smell like. What's a tomato leaf smell
basil.
Like? Okay. Cool.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
September is number two pencil candle.
Oh, wow. That's one I'd have.
October is vampire be gone. That's
garlic.
Garlic.
Fucking no.
And then November is timber. Timber.
What's December?
I just said it at the beginning, you dummy. It's
oh, Christmas you started with tree. December? Why the fuck would you start with the last month?
It's a Christmas tree.
That's
I don't
the
know.
First month of the year.
I think that's the first month they existed. They have a burrito candle. Clean puppy.
I would. I
dogs
would,
smell bad all the time.
I would definitely drink a burrito
soda. No.
For sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that's not saying, like, oh, I'm going to blend it up and, you know. No. No.
Mary Jane.
Shocker.
Why? That's so dumb.
Is there a mint soda?
It's like, hey, I wanted to smell it, but not actually get high.
I got so incense, dumb. Dog. I just want to look like a pirate.
Ramen.
No. That's weird. That's so weird. Oh, this better be good.
Zoo.
Why? That's just shit. Just,
zoo candles.
Non-responsive shit. Animals and poo.
Shit and wood chips.
Yeah, and cotton candy.
So body odor.
Why?
Some people, and I'm not going to defend BO, but like some people are really into like the endorphins that give. Like that's right, that's an attractive right, thing.
Right.
Sure.
Beer.
I don't like the smell of beer.
Tobacco. I could probably dig a tobacco scent.
Walk into a fucking cigar shop. Walk into the fucking cigar shop downtown.
It's delicious.
It's not.
It is. What about love it in there? I love it there.
What about hand soaps?
I hate
oh, cigars. Oh, weird ass hand soaps?
Yeah.
Cigars.
Colombian coffee?
Smells like you're just rolling a fucking Cuban.
I think it's Dimitri Martin, but he's like, what if you're trying to get like the smell of lemons off your hands? Like, no!
Alright, fair.
Skunk.
Like a burrito soap.
It smells like you just hang out with nacho cheese all day. Like I was preparing food.
Weird scented soaps? We gotta stretch this as long as we can. We're gonna need some of these candles.
Another topic.
We're gonna need some of these candles. We don't know how long.
And Ian also told me we're supposed to make up a cool story about why he's gone, and I missed that part until just now.
I got nothing.
Because I think the real
10 strange and wonderful soaps. I'll tell you, one of these is zombie fingers.
It smells like zombie fingers.
Petri dish soap. Movie poster soap.
What the fuck?
Cat food scented soap.
That's where it's at.
Hell
yeah.
No.
Toast with that's jam. Stop. That's soap.
Is there a cat piss one? I want that one, please.
Pickle soap.
Cool. I want to smell like a hoarder. Thank you. Can I smell like a hoarder?
Han Solo and carbonite soap.
What is that?
Is it a soap dispenser or is this soap?
That's soap.
I've seen a fridge like that where I see him stuck in the carbonite and just open his belly.
Yeah.
Pet fish soap. Beer soap. A brain. Some eyeball soap.
Smells like nuts.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, fucking move on to Kyle. What are we talking about?
Oh, let me bring it up. You've heard of robots, right?
Yeah,
never.
You know, the shitty thing is I had a great segue for Ian's topic because I was like, what about like a ketchup soda? Or a mustard soda?
Yeah.
And then he would be like, speaking of ketchup and mustard, and then no. He ain't here.
So, according to a science enthusiast, that's the website name.
Scienceenthusiast.com?
Yep. A science enthusiast. So, the first one was taken, apparently.
XX.
6-9-4-20. Security expert says your sex robot could be hacked and programmed to kill you.
So, here's the thing.
I fucking wish.
We are doing the world of justice a good, like, there's a bunch of dudes who, or a bunch of everybody who just fucking can't get it together and can't get their willy off or something. Or
right.
Their holes filled. You know what I mean? So
we've all been there, right? Come on, guys.
We've developed this incredible machine, a sex robot, that you can do whatever the fuck you want with, and it'll fuck you back however you want. It's got daddy issues too. Fuck it. Literally. And now people are like, let's ruin that for someone. And we're going to hack the robot. I think it's also kind of our fault. Because what was that? They had that one really smart computer that they fed, like, a ton of really mean, like, tweets and Reddit threads into it. And it was just like, kill humans, murder, murder. And I'm like, why are we doing this? It's just like I saw an article on Twitter today where it was like, scientists predict that we can recreate dinosaurs in the next 5 years. I was like, did no one fucking watch Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Why are we ruining...
I'm game.
For dinosaurs?
Yep.
No.
100%.
You're not Jeff Goldblum.
You just got to, like...
It's Jack, but...
Let him do it. Let him do it, and then, like, in 3 years, when all the kinks are worked out...
No, you want kinks. We don't kink shame here. You want kinks in your sex robot.
Right.
You absolutely do.
That's so bad.
I kind of love it. I kind of really like that back and forth.
Here's a patch. No,
this one's getting clipped out. Because you know that's absolutely a joke that will be made at one of these sex robot stores. Oh, yeah, we got all the kinks out the old model. Oh, no, I prefer mine with the kinks.
And then, like, three people laughed.
Yeah, and there's... No, because that dude is behind the counter. He's heard
that's
that.
That's implying there's three people in that sex top store.
Oh, this thing... You said that four times. This thing's got to be bumping. The sex robot's got to be flying off the shelves.
You think so? Imagine how much they're going to cost.
Well, how good of a sex robot do you want? Go cheap.
I think no. We've had this discussion before. Cheap.
Also, it's like buying a car. It doesn't have to be brand new.
Ooh, oh, God. You just change the flashlight out of it.
Correctly,
just like, did you play Detroit Become Human?
No.
Oh, you got to, because you just fucking robots.
Sex robots and that.
Yeah. You go to a sex robot strip club.
Oh, I guess I gotta download that now.
So is this
it's no boobers?
Boobers.
No moobs.
Anyway, tell me about the ones that are being hacked to murder kids.
So it says artificial intelligence researchers have consistently warned of security risks posed by internet-connected robots, mm-hmm. with hundreds recently calling on government to ban weaponized robots. So
ban weaponized robots. We don't even have those yet.
First of all, why is your robot connected to the internet?
You wouldn't want to do that?
Airplane mode. Why would you need it?
Well, I need my robot to have Bluetooth at least, so it can play music out of its mouth. Every time it opens its mouth, it's just fucking the new radical is playing. And you only get what you give. Like, why?
How would you turn the volume up?
You pull the arm out and crank it up.
Damn,
like
it!
That's
the nipple. Now you just twist the nipple.
You can twist the nipple. Okay. You can twist the nipple. Right. Yeah, the pull, ears. Pull, no, the earlobe is the one.
Squeeze the earlobe. The right
act
earlobe.
Act like you're chewing for it.
Yeah.
The volume just goes up that way.
Right, smacks exactly. On the back of the head.
But how, I mean, sorry, go ahead.
No, just, hackers can hack into a robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections, arms, legs, and other attached tools, and like some cases, knives or welding devices.
Okay, how do you control the robot?
So here's the thing. They're talking about a robot being connected to the internet and the hackers can hack into your robot.
Correct.
It never has once ever happened to my cell phone. So why the fuck would I believe that it would happen in my robot?
Let me paint you this picture. You live in a world where there's only 20 sex robots and you have one of them, right? You're way more susceptible to hacks because it's like, well, there's only 20 of them. I'm going to fuck with all these people. Everybody has a phone. True. No one gives a shit because everyone's got one. What's the fucking point?
True.
Yeah.
Often these robots can be upwards of 200 pounds and very strong.
I don't want a 200 pound robot.
That's the plus one. Once a robot is hacked, the hacker has full control and can issue instructions to the robot.
What? How? Is it like a fucking text-based game?
Yeah.
Go to kitchen. But the hacker can't see into your house. How does it know the fucking robot's not running into a fucking wall the whole time? Walk forward. Just slam it in a fucking wall.
Trust.
Trust. Yeah. Like, this robot will find a knife.
Eventually.
Its
hands are magnetic.
Open drawer. Nothing.
Researchers have already discovered security flaws with Bluetooth-enabled sex toys,
no.
which hackers could control from remote locations.
That seems like a nice surprise for a sex toy, though, because what does it do? Vibrate. That's it.
One such example of a vulnerable butt plug was revealed last year.
A vulnerable
Somebody butt plug. Hacked a butt plug and made it go... Zzz.
If you got a butt plug, you're probably already vulnerable anyway, right? Blood plug.
Very vulnerable. Yeah. In the worst way possible.
I have never been more open. I'm open to hacks. But I mean, okay, sorry, God. The other, if you have like a Wi-Fi enabled sex machine, you know, just fucking slong that's fucking going back and forth, a hacker gets into that thing, jacks the fucking intensity up, punch a hole through you.
Straight through you. Yeah.
So I can see that. But a whole robot. Here's what we shouldn't be doing. Don't let them walk around.
Hold on now. Wait. Are you suggesting...
Your sex robot doesn't need the legs.
It doesn't need to walk around.
Is there a very fine line between sex robot and sex slave robot?
I think a sex robot is inherently a sex slave.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think because it has that use, right? It's not like we don't have... It's not like Alfred from fucking Batman is a robot, you know what I mean? Wow, that's terrifying.
I don't. That's a. Oh. That robotic face is not
There's
great.
Some teeth Imagine waking there. Up to that. We're some one chompers. Step away from fucking Terminator.
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you see they taught that one robot how to shoot guns?
Again, why are we doing that? Bang, why bang. Are we teaching a robot to shoot a gun?
We're only doing it to ourselves.
Bang, yeah. Bang. It was spot on.
What's scarier? Robots figuring out how to use guns or monkeys?
Monkeys. For sure.
Oh, I'd rather have
dinosaurs. Oh, there he is.
I'd rather have dinosaurs.
Don't worry, guys. I'm back. I just got done. So that person in the ocean was getting attacked by sharks. I had to save him. So.
Is that in the episode? Or was that in the pre-roll?
I don't remember.
Because, man, I have to fucking dig for 16 minutes of our dumbass bullshit to
figure
it out.
I'm sorry you had to listen to the show again, Gage. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not that I don't already 100 times.
They're safe now, so it's okay.
So I'm at sex robots, Ian.
Yeah. And how they can be hacked.
Kind of robots. I would hack a sex robot.
What would you do with it?
I would take it to France.
Awesome. Sweet.
I would See, if I had a sex robot, France. I'd take it to Ruby Tuesdays. But only on Tuesdays.
How do they have a sex robot there? Do you have a picture of one? Do they look good? Do they look like people or do they look like robots?
Do they look good?
That's like a sex doll, though.
It's a sex doll, yeah. I guess, with motors in it.
Motors.
Motorized. Motorized sex doll.
It's like a fucking kid's science project for the science fair. I put elbows on my dad's sex doll.
Yep.
I said our dog has elbows, so now the robot needs them, too.
This just, like... It says, users are always expecting more from their smart gadgets, and security has not kept pace. This extends into sex robots, where gadgets of the future could collect a relationship profile built around the preferences of whoever is in control.
So you have to swipe right on these robots from Tinder?
Like, I guess.
Now, when you get a robot, you should be able to order it for what your needs are, right? Your customization.
I would think,
like,
yeah.
What does the application look like where it's like, all right, what's your name? What do you want to name your robot so they program it? And then, like, what are you into? Like, how personal does this fucking application get?
I don't know.
Just so personal.
Because then, you know who's the most judgmental group of people in the world are the people who are making the sex robot for you for your needs. Because they're like, holy shit, look at this guy. He's into this stuff.
Why did he give us this picture of this lady that that he wants to model after it? I just like it. I really like this picture, this man yelling at this robot that I just sent in the chat.
He's mad right. at it?
Yes. It looks like he's yelling at it.
I mean, is it... You beat up your robot... Oh, my God.
Hey!
The Sex Robots Are Coming documentary.
Ah! I don't know. C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Huh?
C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a missed opportunity for that title. I can't believe they didn't do that. You know, develop sex robots. That's fine. I don't care.
Just... Get McAfee. You'll be good.
Yeah, put a fucking password on your Wi-Fi.
Get your computer out. Open up the disk tray. This is the tough part.
It's the dick. It's a dick tray, but
you gotta flatten out.
So this will cover 5 PCs or 2 sex robots.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, now, I mean, again, I do want my sex robot to have speakers to play music at parties.
Okay. And like ears? Like instead of ears?
It speakers? Could, yeah.
Okay. You still want like actual ears, though, but mm-hmm. they just...
I want to take like the finger ears just, of corn. I, like pull off the tip of the finger, and it's a 3.5 millimeter jack, and just you plug it into a stereo, and it plays music. I want my sex robot to also be an iPod.
Okay. Okay.
I want it to store music.
What about ears of corn?
Sure, the stomach's a fridge. Yeah.
Well, no.
It's got to be accessible. Well, if you're king,
can you drive it?
You should. Robot? You can get on its back and it runs real fast. You get a piggyback ride from a sex robot.
Nah, see, I'm into that.
Yeah. You would look cool too.
Now it's a transformer?
No, it just runs.
It just runs very fast. Does it come with a saddle?
Well, that's your kink. You got one of those horseplay kinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Horseplay.
It's gross. Yeah, thanks.
I get it.
Sure. What, Kyle? You also have another topic.
Yeah, Marty the robot.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me one sec.
I can't believe you didn't have a segue for this because they're like, "What's to clean up your sex robot mess?" You have another robot.
Do you need a robot that'll clean up spills?
Spum.
There you go. Spunk spill.
Mm-hmm. Clean up an aisle bedroom.
Aisle.
That's
16.
The best aisle.
Yeah. Call it an aisle because I am alone.
That was good too.
Nothing but ice cream and pieces. He goes by the name Morty. Marty.
Morty.
Marty.
Marty. Marty.
Marty.
Marty.
Tall, slow moving, and gray. He has big cartoonish eyes that disguise something unique about the newest member or employee at giant food stores. Marty is deliberate and relentless, and unlike his fellow employees, he has the ability to work a seemingly endless number of hours without pay.
You're really struggling with words today, bud.
A little bit. Marty is a robot that works in Giant.
It just moves around cleaning up messes?
Yes.
just picking up spills.
He's a very tall, probably about 6 foot, I'd say, about six apples high. And he has googly eyes.
Hell yeah.
So is it a big Roomba?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The grocery store Roomba.
Yes.
How long before a kid rides on that thing?
Oh, it's already been done.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Some YouTuber's gonna fucking do it. And he's gonna be like, should have pranked you.
Fooled you, nerd.
People have been, like, taking selfies with this thing. Which kind of, like, please don't bother people at their jobs.
Let me pitch you something.
Okay.
Great. Summer 2021.
Okay.
Movie's coming out. It's called Marty. Mm-hmm. Grocery store clerks closing up for the night. Locking the keys, you know, shutting down registers, all this shit. Locking the keys is not a good phrase I want to leave with. Because yes. That is not a thing that you do. Turn off the lights. Here's something moving. Can of tomatoes fall over somewhere.
Okay.
What the fuck? Marty has become sentient. Has no arms, but he's chasing down grocery store employees in a horror film. Trying to kill you. It's possessed. It's child's play, but for Marty the robot.
Okay. Yeah. So somebody died near him? Mm-hmm. And their soul got into
him. He ran over a child that was bad and got his soul.
And cleaned up the blood and everything, so, like, there was no proof.
So they lost the kid at the grocery store, and they can't find him because the robot's too good at cleaning.
Can little Billy come to the front, please? Thank you.
Billy's been gone for 16 days, Martha. Let it go.
They're leading expeditions in the store.
She's putting up posters in the grocery store. Have you seen this child? And it's like, I think it's the robot. You're crazy.
Do you think Marty can accept a side job as a crime scene cleanup?
What?
Crime scene cleanup?
The thing is, that's the flip side, we've also developed Marty as being a detective. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to figure out the case, and he's like, I can't do this case because it's me.
So is this now Robot Dexter?
What's that?
Is this Robot Dexter now?
Yeah, I've never seen Dexter. Oh, okay. He's like, kills people who kill people, kind of?
Yeah.
Like? Yeah. Yeah, okay. But yeah, no, there's a scene in this movie where the Marty detective loses his hat and his trench coat because detectives.
Oh, of course.
And right. Then he looks like the normal Marty, and then there's a cop who's like, I don't know which one to shoot.
One has a mustache, one doesn't. Apparently, Giant Food Stores announced Monday that it will place Marty's in each of the supermarket chain's 172 stores across Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia.
Oh, yeah, so we absolutely need to go see one of these things.
Yes.
When's that? When did you say?
It says announced Monday. I think this was last week. So it
after
should be...
After a pilot program that kicked off in several Pennsylvania last fall, announced Monday that it will be...
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a fully developed or fully deployed in about 6 months.
Doesn't have a fully developed brain.
They have to make them dumb.
Yeah.
So sometime this year, I guess, we can go on a trip and find some Martys.
And hack them.
Oh, hack him and turn him into a sex robot.
Yeah, yes. Marty the sex robot.
I mean, he doesn't have arms.
Some people are into that.
He just has teeth.
I don't think he has any, like, orifices.
They call that nugget.
He only has teeth.
Yeah, they do call that nugget.
No, he doesn't even have teeth. He just has eyes.
He looks like...
You know what this is? It's the little... At the electronics stores. That if you walk out, they go boop, boop, boop.
It's the metal detector. He's a giant metal detector.
At retail stores, like at Walmart, if you walk out with something you didn't pay for, it's like, boo, doo, doo. Yeah. It looks like that, but with eyeballs.
Why do they put eyes on it?
And they
can, to so humanize
the
thing?
So you know he's a robot.
Yeah. It's like, it's not scary, kids. He's got eyes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they made him feel pain also, which is kind of weird.
He can also be fired. Yeah, he's a contracted employee of the grocery store. He's employee of the month.
Do you know how fucked up that is? Create a robot to do one specific job and then fire him from that one specific job.
We got a better one.
We got a better
Marty
robot.
2.
Marty 2.0.
Sequel!
Oh, shit. Don't stop giving away the idea.
Shit.
Someone's going to hear this podcast and be like, hell yeah, I'm going to take their movie idea again.
Yep.
And more ideas for a bad movie.
We're going to cast Melissa McCarthy in it, too.
Yeah.
McCarthy?
McCarthy?
McCartney, yeah. They're related. McCarthy.
McCarthy. Okay.
I always feel like I get
McCartel.
That wrong.
McCartel.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it confirmed that she is in the cartel?
Yes.
Yes. She has that one movie where she's a crime boss.
The Bloodwork confirmed it.
Yeah.
Bloodwork?
Yeah, they did blood work and they confirmed your cartel.
Yeah, you don't have cancer, but you're in the cartel. excuse me? Yeah, man. Right here, your blood work came back and you're a fucking mobster.
Yeah. You came back positive for cartel.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had it. It skips a generation.
Yeah. It is hereditary.
It's how they get you.
So I guess we're back at your topic, Ian, if you would like to do it.
Hey, condiments. What's up with them?
I love the intro.
So, today I had food, which it wasn't B-dubs.
Are you sure?
I had, I had B-dubs, and then I had this. It's called Russian dumplings. And it's dumplings.
In the bathroom.
No, I had human dumplings.
There you go.
But so Russian dumplings, basically you take dumplings, you cook them, and then you use the only sauce that goes into it is sour cream.
But
now you know how like there's that thing where
cream is not a sauce. I want to throw that out there.
Okay. A condiment.
Okay. Well,
so
I don't even know what you would fucking call sour cream.
You know how every country has like a different type of like condiment that they're known for? Like America does ketchup and like
maybe you do ketchup.
Have you seen my sex robot?
This application is really into ketchup. I don't know, can we make a dispenser?
Ask ketchup, he catches them all. and then like England has or the UK has vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a condiment.
Vinegar?
Okay, they use it as a condiment. It's the condiment they're known for. They dip their fries in it. They like use it in all their dishes.
I would say
that's like their main one.
No, their main one's like
lard.
Now what's that expensive famous people mustard?
Grey Poupon.
That's it. 100%.
It is vinegar. Like 100%
grade.
This is a history lesson.
Your TED talk.
You fucked up. This is a BuzzFeed article now.
Top 10 condiments you didn't know are known for which country?
So Russia has sour cream as their condiment. That's the condiment that they choose all the time over everything. They eat so much sour cream. Amsterdam is mayonnaise.
Okay.
They put mayonnaise on everything instead of ketchup. So that's like where I want to live. Forever.
Sure.
Mayonnaise hot dogs.
God.
So I want to pick out some countries.
Okay.
And I want you guys to choose what condiment goes to that country.
Well, we need to define what a condiment is, because I don't agree with vinegar being a condiment. I don't
any saucy material.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I'm going to defend vinegar as a condiment.
Why?
Because
vinegar is a condiment.
Because it is in Subway as a condiment. Is it not?
Yes.
Is it? I never ordered it.
It's a sauce or a sauce that you can have. It's in their sauce zone.
Okay.
It's a dressing.
Yes.
I'll accept dressing, but I wouldn't put it on a salad.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't even eat a salad.
Why? Okay. It's fine.
What am I, a rabbit?
All right, so what country? What do you got?
Turkey.
Obvious. Turkey slabs. That's a condiment.
Gravy.
It's gravy. It's gravy. It's for sure gravy.
Gravy for turkey?
Yes.
I would put gravy on a burger.
I'm gonna say it's mustard. I'm gonna say it's mustard
for turkey.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't have the right answer. This is completely like
right. Oh. And I don't want to gloss over our picks. I want you to fucking defend your gravy on stuff.
Yeah. Defend why you want this dressing as the national dressing for this country.
I don't.
Are we doing dressing? Are you putting gravy on a salad?
It's mashed potatoes a dressing?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
It's also a drink if you get it from KFC.
I think gravy just feels right.
Okay, sure.
Can you clip that out, please?
Gravy.
It just feels right. His sick for a while.
It's on the box. Oh man. Yes, you get a bottle of gravy at the fucking supermarket and you get your fucking hot dog and it's like, this is how turkey people do it.
Yeah.
Gravy dunk.
Yeah, gravy dunk.
But it comes in a boat.
Mm-hmm. That's that. There you go.
Yeah.
But it still squeezes.
The bottle is shaped like a boat.
Yeah.
What other countries? All right.
Well, Jared, you said mustard.
Yeah, I'm going with mustard.
All right. Why mustard?
I don't know.
Very confident.
Because mustard is a condiment, and I thought
did you miss the whole point where you're supposed to defend your?
Because mustard is real.
Gravy's real.
Gravy's not real.
Gravy's 100% real.
Turkey's also not because, a part of Israel.
You could put mustard on your food if you lived in Turkey and you were Turkish.
Watching you throw up words is hurting my head.
And
I'm gonna stop you there. What's the next country for the love of God to get him off this mustard kick?
What is Egypt?
Egypt. I wanted to say sand for a long time.
Yeah, sand.
That pause was me trying to think of anything else.
Cranberry sauce.
Why?
I'm thinking like blood on the sand type thing.
Blood on the sand.
I don't know.
What are you starting a fucking emo band?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, blood on the sand.
Album's gonna drop
this
year.
Moses back.
Yes.
They call this the plagues.
Salt water.
Is salt a condiment? Just
sure.
Salt.
It's a spice, right?
Liquid salts.
Liquid salt, yeah.
So I'm going to go with mustard.
Another good choice. Fantastic.
Because Egypt's all yellow.
Okay.
Egypt's all yellow.
Yeah.
Egypt is not yellow.
Yes, what color is sand?
Yellow.
Tan.
It's yellow.
No,
fine, honey mustard.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That, all right, that there works. You go. Honey acceptable. Mustard.
When you fly
see
into
what happens?
Egypt.
We wrench your brain out of a better idea.
When you fly because into Egypt, the first thing you say is it's yellow? All yellow.
Hey, the Coldplay starts.
Hey, what's all this yellow out here? Is it sand or mustard?
Honey mustard.
I don't know. The fucking Egypt was made
of
mustard.
Honey mustard kind of just looks like mustard with sand in it anyway.
It does, yeah, you're right.
So how did they move those large slabs of mustard?
The
pyramids.
And those are the pyramids, Billy. All made out of mustard.
Aliens. Wow.
And it doesn't melt in the sun somehow.
No, mustard wouldn't melt.
It's a cube, though. It would fucking
run.
You'd
be surprised.
No, not if it's frozen.
Yeah.
Yes! If it's frozen and it melts, it would run. It's a liquid.
It would run away.
It's not going to melt if it's frozen solid, dummy.
Please, God.
If it's out in the desert, it will.
The next country. Please.
No!
Oh, Peru. All right. What?
Egypt's.
Nope. Shut the fuck up. We're
done
with
Egypt. It's hot fudge. Because it's in the desert.
No. So Peru is the next one.
Chicken fingers.
Peru?
Great Peru pond.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Peru's is hot sauce. 100%.
I don't know anything about Peru.
Is there a
Neither
blue?
Do I. I just know that they are now the official mascot of hot sauce.
Are they? Is there like a blue condiment? Because I know the ocean is like right there, right?
Street water.
Street water, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It flooded.
Did
okay. What?
For real?
Probably.
No.
They can make
Puerto Rico's
blue ketchup.
Yeah.
You guys remember when they made colored ketchup?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Remember when
we
they
talked
made
about this on the
ketchup?
Show?
Oh, we've absolutely talked about colored ketchup.
There is more. It's green.
My brain won't let me process that.
They made Nickelodeon slime ketchup. Like, you can buy it in the stores now. Like, right now.
Hearing you say that, for some reason, makes me think it tastes like toothpaste. I don't know why.
Yeah, it probably does. I don't trust it. I'm not going to ever buy it.
Ian, did you have ideas for condiments on these things too, or is it just us?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Here's the thing.
Is he doing homework? He's like,
let's
I need
wrap,
answers.
Everybody.
What's that?
So, I said, let's wrap.
Okay.
You know what? I'll give you three more, and then I'll give you mine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I want you guys to really think about them, okay? Okay, I got Pakistan. I got Jordan. And I got South Africa.
They're all honey mustard.
As a whole, South Africa?
Yes. Well, South Africa is a country in Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa.
So they have,
South Africa.
No, that's Australia.
Impossible.
Really?
So,
it's not impossible, but it's
all three
difficult.
Are honey mustard for the same reasons as Egypt. Is it sand?
You said Pakistan?
Pakistan.
Yep.
Okay. That's a good one.
Ooh, pack of mustard for Pakistan.
What is wrong with your mustard?
I'm so good
brain?
At this.
I don't know if we're trying to get it right.
Yeah.
I probably.
I'm right. All mine have been spot
Pakistan
on.
Has.
Pack of mustard. Duh. I just told you on the next one.
I'm going honey.
Your waiter's beard hair.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't ask for it, but you got it.
Mm.
There's a lot. That's too much.
Can we do Russia?
Sweat.
Vodka.
Then we had
Russia.
Yeah, that was Russia was sour cream.
Yeah.
It's vodka, though. It's not sour cream. It's vodka.
You also said what? Jordan?
Jordan.
Yeah.
Leather.
Yeah.
Oil.
Leather.
Oh, oil was a good one. Oil was really
oil
good.
Oil could probably go with all
can
of
we
these.
Do, can
think.
We do Syria also?
No.
Oh, damn.
Extra credit.
It was like okay, sour cream from Russian's bombs. But
what about the Philippines? What is their national sauce?
Chicken spit. I don't know.
Mango habanero.
Because I have the actual answer.
Boy urine.
It's Worcestershire sauce.
Would that be England though?
I don't know.
It is banana sauce.
Yeah, see the same thing. That's what I said.
Nana sauce.
How do you make banana sauce?
With banana.
Banana sauce.
It's basically just runny banana pudding.
No, it's a banana smoothie.
How's that different than what I said?
Phrasing.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't sound like pudding, you fucking weirdo.
I said runny pudding.
And it's a runny
pudding. Add water.
So you had answers for Pakistan, Jordan, and what was the other one?
Yeah, South Africa was the last one that we
South Africa, answer. That's it.
No, I have answers for South America.
You didn't ask
Australia. North Africa.
He's still at a BuzzFeed quiz. He's got to be Serbia, due tomorrow.
India and Thailand.
Okay, what are they?
So, Australia is Vegemite.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Jahir's terrible, by the way.
North Africa is...
All of North
harissa.
Africa?
Is what?
Harissa.
Okay.
Harissa.
I know what that is.
What is that?
So that's like Egypt stuff.
Egypt stuff.
Yeah.
Egypt and stuff.
North Africa is like Egypt and everything. Like,
yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Okay. Oh, I don't know, just some Egypt stuff.
Serbia is Ajvar.
Ooh, yeah, that is actually I know what that is.
India is chutney.
Okay.
Thailand is sriracha.
Oh, of course.
And then China is hoisin sauce.
Yeah, I knew that. And then Japan is, wait, no, China should be soy sauce. What the fuck?
No, it's not.
Or duck sauce, at least.
Wasabi?
Wasabi not is Japan.
Hell yeah.
That's
didn't ask.
Well, extra credit, I guess.
Yep. Give me his points.
Oh, God. Can you guys guess what Mexico is?
Tacos.
Taco Bell sauce. Taco Bell fire sauce.
Nacho cheese.
Put tacos on top of tacos.
Salsa.
Salsa.
Salsa, yeah. Condiment?
Salsa. Yep.
I don't see it at Subway, though.
Yeah. It doesn't come in a little spray bottle that's almost always empty.
Have you gone to Subway in Mexico?
I haven't.
There you go. It's completely different.
Would you like your salsa toasted? No. I'm good. Please, thank God. You. Please.
Always.
Cool. Why were you asking? Like, did you? I thought you had more to go with this.
No, I was bored, and that's what I thought of when you asked me if I had a topic.
I love how that works. I ask Ian a question about his topic, and he's like,
"Oh yeah, have you guys ever had?
But have you ever thought of
potato
like
cakes?
Yes,
with sour cream.
Latkes.
Sour cream." Potato pancakes.
Yeah.
With sour cream.
Yeah, latkes.
Yeah.
But no, not with sour cream. Sour cream is exclusive to my Mexican food.
I don't like to have sour cream on my pancakes. That's kind of weird to me.
Have you tried?
Actually, no, I haven't tried it.
Exactly.
It is very good.
All right. Cool. Is that it? We good?
I guess so.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening this far.
Thank you for trekking through. Ian was here half the time.
Thank you for muddying the waters. Don't forget to hack your sex robot.
That's right.
Hack someone else's sex robot. Give them a surprise.
Oh, what if like you could hack a sex robot and give them an STD?
Guys, Ohio's favorite condiment is butter.
Weird.
It's not America's favorite condiment. No. Is it a condiment?
I don't know. But Texas is not even Texas Pete hot sauce. It's Frank's Red Hot. And that just sounds like fucking...
I buy it. I'm surprised not barbecue
treason.
Sauce or something.
It took
I guess
me
it's
that
like
long
Tennessee, maybe. Kentucky. All right, end the show.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a time to fun. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter and on other things like iTunes and Spotify. I don't think we ever get any reviews anymore because
nope. People I also haven't world, checked.
So. The world hates us.
That is true.
All right. Well, thank you, Chef. Faye Golden. And do it for Johnny.